Oh boy, all those beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things that said, I receive them humbly before God and thank God that over the many years I've been able to maintain the walk and, you know, that the Spirit of God has been allowed to enter in my life and to live through me so that I can be a blessing to others. I love the Lord with all my heart and His praises is continually in my mouth. And so I thank God this day for the privilege of sharing what He has put on my heart. And I pray that the receiver's heart will be open to whatever He has to say to us today. Because without the Word of God, we are nothing, we can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. Bless the holy name of Jesus. Amen. A very good morning to one and all. And may the love of God be with us as we enter into talking about Him. It's all about Jesus. We are just listeners. So we bless God for the privilege and the opportunity that He has given to us. Okay, today I entitled our message, The Power of Goodness. The Power of Goodness. The Word of God tells us that doing good and being good is approved by God. It also tells us that being good as well as doing good is also valuable to mankind. So we have to realize that we really don't know how to do good on our own. But the Word of God says we should learn to do good. That means that doing good and being good is very important in the life of the believer. Now, let us note the word, learn. So, in learning to do good, it takes time to get it together, that we can be blessed by God for our humility and the way we offer service. Now, because God knows that we don't know everything, we are told to learn many things. A few things, example, learn to do good. Also, learn to do well. In Isaiah 1, verse 17. So, good and well is pleasing to God. There are some other things He said we should learn to do, and that is learn to pray, learn to give, learn to be humble. So the emphasis on in the life of the believer is to learn. When we came into the kingdom out of the world, we did not know anything about the things of God. And God is very aware of that. And so, through His word, we are told to learn. Now, learning takes a little time. And learning helps us to grow. So, while we are learning, we make mistakes. And the Holy Spirit is the one that indicates to us where mistakes are made. Sometimes the Holy Spirit works through people to tell us where mistakes are made and to encourage us. So we bless God that He has given us this medium of learning. And by learning, we grow. And we are told by His word that we must grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Word of God. So God knows that we are not going to be perfect for a long time, although He says to us, be perfect. But being perfect comes through learning and growing. So if we are good believers and children of God, and we watch one another or communicate with one another, sometimes we see that somebody may have a little weakness here or there, or we may have a little weakness here or there, and in the name of Jesus, with the right tone of voice and the right spirit, we can say one to another, you've got to learn. You've got to learn to do good. You've got to learn to do well. Because learning is a part of growing. And as I said before, God says, through his word, we must learn to pray, learn to give, learn to be humble. And all of these things are very well pleasing to God. So we have to realize that as we grow in grace, it's a learning process, and we may make mistakes. Like if we go to school and we're learning, we make mistakes, but the Holy Spirit is the teacher, and the Holy Spirit will correct us and show us the right way that we should do or go. Now, in the eyes of God, you're a servant. And he that is servant is greatest of all. In Isaiah 1 verse 17, we are also told to learn to do well. So it's not just learning to do good, but also learning to do well. And good and well are pleasing to the Lord. In other words, our service should be well done in humility. Now, as we learn to do good, we are aware that this includes obedience and the willingness to serve others. And if we do good, we are told that we shall eat the fat of the land. That's another message. Now let's look at some good things and the benefits such doing can bring. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and then glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let's look a little deeper in this portion of the word. We should let our light shine. One of the ways our light can shine is to do good one to another. And this form of goodness pleases God. When we do good, we allow others to give glory to God for using us to be a blessing to them. We also see goodness in giving to the poor. The scripture says, he that giveth to the poor lend it to the Lord. This is powerful. If we can lend to the Lord, he says he will repay and not be a debtor to any man. So he pays us back in many unusual ways, for he is God and he keeps his word. We are also told in Proverbs 19, verse 17, that he that giveth or taketh care of the poor lends to the Lord. And in the day of affliction or sickness, God says, he will make our bed. So what does that mean? Well, let me share an experience I had. The first time this caught my attention. After an accident, I was in a lot of pain. And I said, Father, you said if we take care of the poor, you would in any affliction or sickness be there for us. What do you mean by that? And the Holy Spirit responded by saying, he will spread your bed with strength and peace. And believe me, I said, please, Holy One, help me. And shortly, I fell asleep. All this is saying that God hears our cry and helps us appropriately. Another very important thing we are told is that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises. The beginning of the acknowledgement of good starts with God. We read that after God made everything, including man, God saw that what he did was very good. They're also instructed in Psalms 37, verse 3, to trust in the Lord and do good, so you can dwell in the land and be fed. There is also the saying, the good you do, live after. Another exciting saying is, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. These precious sayings should be kept in the forefront of our mind to show the goodness of God to mankind, especially to those who belong to him. One can never exhaust the power of goodness. It can be showed up in small ways as well as big ways. But whatever way is needed at the time, God is well pleased when we do it. For example, a helping hand across the road, helping to carry a heavy load, or even giving one a seat, or even giving one seat to a needy one. You know, sometimes you go places, you go to the pharmacy, or you go somewhere where you have to wait for attention, and you might have been there when a seat was available or so, and you were sitting. But while you are waiting and the line is getting longer, you may notice that there is a handicapped person that is in the line and has to wait as well. And so, getting up and going to that person and offering your seat is a good thing. And these little things are noticed by our Father. So, that's one thing that happens from time to time, and I'm sure a lot of us have been involved in those happenings. Then, it's just being there when there's a need for prayer and support in times of mourning or other areas of distress. Goodness and mercy shall follow us. This has to be administered through people who are led so to do. Oftentimes in our life, we have had these acts of goodness and love shown to us, for which we appreciate. If we want to see goodness to its max, then we read St. John chapter 3, verse 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's goodness to its max. What a good God we serve. And he says, nothing good will I withhold from them that walk uprightly. Also, if our ways please him, he promised to grant us the desires of our heart. Hopefully, our desire will include goodness to mankind and obedience to God. Let's note, goodness and mercy following us is very interesting. Do we realize that if goodness and mercy was not made available to us, we would have been consumed already? So we thank God for his mercy, which he says will be there for us under any circumstance. His mercies endure it forever. Then the thought of goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life is beyond our comprehension. Oh, how he loves you and me. If only we could love one another with a pure heart, so that the goodness of God would just flow in our life and give us the power to overcome the evil of the day. Brethren, we can walk in victory and be an overcomer through the help of the Holy Spirit. For we know it's not by might nor power, but by His Spirit, says the Lord. And we can say to any mountain, be moved and go to the midst of the sea, and watch God make it happen and work on our behalf. Remember, the battle is not ours, it is the Lord's. And He says He will fight for us. Now, some of the ways He fights is to prevent what could have happened not to happen, or turn what Satan meant for evil into good. He also fights for us through angels. We are told that angels are given charge over us and encamp round about us. So they are answerable to God as to how they perform and cover us. It is interesting to read that God communicated with the angel covering each of the seven churches regarding their performance, which enabled him to compliment and even point out areas of failure and our need of repentance. His eyes are forever upon us, and His ears are always open to our cry. The wonderful thing about this connection we have with Jesus is that we can't exhaust His love and tender mercies towards us. In Revelation 8, verse 3 and 4, instruction is given to the angels to collect all the prayers of all the saints and mix them with incense and pour them out before the Lord. This then tells us that our prayers do not fall to the ground, nor does our tears. And then the answer to our prayers is done by God according to His time and will. We are advised by the Word to pray without ceasing, to pray and not faint, and also to pray and exercise faith as we wait for the answer. Why pray? Well, because it's the only medium established to communicate with God, with the Godhead. Because this point of contact is so very important to God, we are told about ways we should present our prayers to Him. For example, we are told to pray and believe. We are told to pray and not faint. We are told to pray without ceasing. An important thing to remember is that when we come to pray, is to ask the Holy Spirit to put within us a pure heart and a right spirit. For only the pure in heart shall see God. So, to enable holiness before God, we must come humbly and repentant with thanks and praise upon our lips for the great things He has done for us. And the greatest being, sending His only Son to redeem us. Then allowing goodness and mercies to follow us all the days of our life. That's big. Plus, He says the angels that we are told that the angels encamp round about us and are given charge over us. The Lord does take care of His own. And the best news of all is that those who made their calling and election sure will not only see Jesus face to face, but will live with Him throughout all eternity. Now, as we said before, our prayers are valuable. And Revelation 8, verse 3 and 4, we read that instructions are given to the angels to mix our prayers with incense before he offers it to God. Remember, incense is a substance, when burned, releases a sweet-smelling savor.
Mm-hmm.
So then, our prayers are not words that go straight up to God. No. Before they are poured out before him, the angels has to have it mixed with much incense so it becomes a sweet delight to God.
Mm-hmm.
This therefore tells us, brethren, that the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, delights in communication with his saints. There is no other way to have this sweet relationship with him but through prayers anointed by the Holy Spirit. We read in the scripture that God keeps searching for those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, God in his wisdom made man with body, soul, and spirit. The body, then, is the case that carries the soul and the spirit around. Notice, he did not die to save our body, as beautiful as it may be. He died to save our soul and declared that not the body, but the soul, that's the net, it shall surely die. So then, when your soul gets saved, it then dictates to the body the lifestyle it now chooses to live. It also makes the outer man, which is your body, know that even if it is hurt or broken for any reason, as long as your inner man, which is your soul, is made right with God, all will be well. Every area of our life is very important. And we have the responsibility to maintain each area appropriately. If we feed our body with food and do not feed our soul with the word of God, we bring about an imbalance to our life. So many have not even given this a thought. Hence, we see stress of all kinds, which sometimes lead to suicide, because they sought for the answer in themselves instead of God. As believers, we have to be alert as we converse with people. Many times they are trying to tell us that something is not going right in their life, but they do not come straight forward with it. But the Spirit of God many times quickens our spirit that prayer is needed to enable us to give good advice or a helping hand. Many times we are called to minister to needs while we are going through issues and challenges ourselves. But we read in his word that all those who will live godly will suffer persecution and other areas of stress. Because Satan's delight is to try and have dominion over the believer and try to deceive us. But thank God that when he releases his evil team, the Spirit of the Lord releases a standard against him. And in all he throws at us, we are made more than conquerors through Christ that loves us.
Amen.
This is my little presentation to you, so that goodness and mercy following us all the days of our life is a wonderful promise given to us. And when the pressure takes us, we have to remind ourselves that goodness and mercy is following us. It's behind us. It's going to catch up with us. We have to let the enemy know that in all these things that he's throwing at us, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. May the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, enlighten our darkness and remove the scales from our eyes, so that we can maintain the walk and, according to the word of God, be bold and be strong. For the Lord thy God is with us. And the joy of the Lord that is in our heart gives us strength. And most of all, the joy of the Lord that is in our heart is filled with the fact that we are pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And that it won't be long now when we will not only see his face, but we'll be with him forever and ever. Amen.